Hi, friends, and welcome to the 7th episode of the What's New podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea, and here is my co-host, my sister.
Sonia. Hello. I had surgery yesterday.
That was chaotic.
Wasn't I had it? Surgery because last year I broke my arm really badly.
That was really bad.
They had to stick metal things rods up my arm. And then today I got them yesterday I got them taken out.
That was really chaotic.
You weren't even there.
I know, but it's pretty chaotic from what I heard. Anyway, so today we're going to have like a little chill podcast. Our mom's not feeling so good, and she was going to be a special guest, but I guess that'll be for next week. So yeah, we're just going to make it a chill podcast, maybe go quickly, because that's just something. Okay, let's move on to the holidays.
Okay. So, do you want to go first or should I?
I should. But first, disclaimer, this might be a really short episode if we feel like making it short. But whatever. The first holiday, which is today, June 25th, if you're listening to this on Thursday, which you're probably not, but Global Beatles Day. Beatles?
The band.
The band, yes. I was told that.
The British Invasion.
I was told that because
the Beatles.
I was told that because I would have said, I don't like Beatles because they're little bugs.
No, this is the Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
No kind. British talking.
But they're a British band.
Okay.
They sparked the British Invasion of music. Very important time. I love their songs. I'm working on one of them on the piano right now.
Cool. Okay, ready? Next holiday.
Okay. International Day of the Seafarer, June 25th also. Ooh, I have got a little bubble stuck in my throat or something. That was disgusting.
Bubble, ew.
It made me talk weird. Yeah. Okay. So the International Day of the Seafarer is a day to honor people in the Navy and in the Marines and on the Coast Guard. And
are you sure about that?
Yes, I good clicked on it. Thank and also you. Literally just people who like are sailors or have boats and they can appreciate themselves on today, June 25th. So that's fun. Our uncle owns a boat.
Yes,
and we've been on it and it's fun.
And I could have drowned, but like
we saw dolphins, and they swam alongside us, and we were, like, vibing all together, and it was great.
We were vibing on the top of the ship because there was, like, a deck. Like, not a deck. You shouldn't have gone up there, but, like, it was, like, the front part.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not, like, cultured about that stuff, but it was so scary, and I could have fallen off and drowned.
Yeah, we were probably not standing in a good place, but
The dolphins were there, and you could feel, like, the splashing and sea air, and it was just so good.
Yes.
But we can't do that because we're in quarantine, and we get arrested.
And I went to Catalina for my trip, and that was amazing.
And if she did that any later, she would have gotten arrested for going out during the stay-at-home orders. Because literally right after she went,
the day after I came back,
they were like,
stay at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for real. Like,
okay, so now
people were just saying, oh, we're just going to be in quarantine, but then for real, they said, stay at home, or else you're going to jail.
Okay, well, that's not true, but okay. Your turn.
Okay. Oh, also, we're filming in the regular... We're recording in the regular setup. We're not outside. But outside, the audio was really good for some reason.
But people were giving us evil eyes.
Mm-hmm. People were scared. We're gonna sue them when we have like 36 cents. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, we're working on getting a new sponsor because I think Anchor's kind of like boring.
Oh my god, they're not gonna let us do our podcast anymore.
I mean that because we talk about it a lot. If they would give us a new script, then that would be kind of cool.
But we can always re-record the ad with our own script, like
yeah,
make it up.
Like office ladies are so quirky.
Mm-hmm.
We could be like quirky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Yay.
Okay.
We're working
all
on
right,
that.
Your
sweeties.
Next holiday now.
National Take Your Dog to Work Day. Don't take your dog to work. Take your dog home because your dog needs to be home.
You need to walk
your dog. Or else
your dog's
going
because
to get arrested.
You need to walk your dog though because it needs energy and love and fun.
Yes.
But don't take it to work.
Don't take yourself to work.
No, well, there are essential workers. Things are getting reopened.
Oh my god, yeah.
Go to work if you have to and your employers are like, come to work.
Come to work. But
probably don't bring your dog because dogs can't get coronavirus.
Yeah, so. That has been, I'm pretty sure we talked about that on the podcast.
Oh my god, before I went to get my surgery, yeah. I had to get a COVID-19 test.
They shoved one of those mascara brushes. Wait, hold on, I have one. It's so scary.
Woke up at 5:30 in the morning and we drove over to the hospital and I thought that my mom was gonna have to get a COVID test with me, but she didn't. And we waited at the hospital for 2 hours and then they let us in to do the COVID test, which hurt like badly.
You can't see me, but I'm holding up a mascara brush. That's how
they shoved that up my nose.
A mascara brush. Literally. Okay, so you didn't hear a space, but I think Anchor was, like, coming to get us, because there was,
Anchor shut off our audio.
Yeah, and I don't even know if that audio worked, because there was, like, a little recording signed up here, and then it, like, literally turned us off, and so if that turned off the whole audio, I'm sorry.
Technical difficulties.
Yes.
But, yeah.
We love you, Anchor. Please don't shut us off, please. Yeah.
They shoved a mascara brush up my nose, and it hurt, like, a lot, and I think it touched my brain, but we're not gonna talk about that anymore, because now we're gonna talk about National Chocolate Pudding Day, so.
We have loads of chocolate pudding, but it's all dark chocolate, so. If you give me dark chocolate,
I'll take it from you.
Yeah, I'll give it to her, and then I'm coming for your lawyer. Okay.
Okay. This is like that hamburger thing. That you said for when you were talking to your best sissy and you were like, don't give me that hamburger.
Don't. Please.
Okay. So, I was going to get some chocolate pudding to eat before the podcast. And then something came up and then I didn't. And then I got a marshmallow instead. So. Okay.
Is that it?
I love chocolate pudding.
Let's move on. Okay. Yes. National Sunglasses Day. I love sunglasses. There was a point in my life where I went through a phase and I wanted those, like, Snapchat sunglasses that take pictures. Ew.
This is June 27th, by the way.
But they're, like, literally yellow, and I love yellow. I love yellow. That was gonna be my theme for my new room, but it's more white now, as you can see. No one can see it. But I remodeled my room, and that was fun. So, I was gonna make it yellow, but that was, like, excuse me, why would I do that? So, mm-hmm. I made it white, and that's just a sign of my mental health.
Okay. So, also June 27th, and the last holiday we have for today, is National Bingo Day, which I like bingo. B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O.
Don't.
And Bingo was his name, though.
Okay.
Our school has a bingo night sometimes.
But nobody goes to those things.
But it's pretty chill, though. Pretty, like, we vibe.
I just, like, rebooted.
I'm scared. So, who is gonna do their topic first? Or should we take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break with parentheses.
A scheduled break this time, because before Anchor shut us off.
Yeah. My sister here was gonna be like, let's just take our break now. So, yeah. Okay. So, we're gonna see you after the break. Thank you to Anchor for sponsoring this video. Again,
It's a video now?
Sorry, this podcast episode, and probably all of them.
Please don't come to our house, Anchor, for talking
about it. It was probably our mom, because she did something with the battery, but whatever.
Our mom's working with Anchor?
No.
Oh, boy.
Stop. Okay, ready?
Okay.
So, I'm going to start out with my first topic, which is K-pop stans and BTS stans. And TikTokers, sorry. Like, a million of those people got tickets to the Trump rally. And
in Tulsa.
Yes. And so, all of the people who were working there decided to put out extra chairs and extend it and, like, something.
Yeah, there was, like, an outdoor stage.
And it was, a 90,000, 90,000 people fit in the venue. And guess what? Guess how many people came? 6,000. 6,000 of the 1 million. That's kind of sad.
I don't think it was a million. I'm pretty sure it was 9,000.
9,000?
Also, no. 90,000 is not a million.
I know. They had to extend the venue.
I don't know if you know what you're talking
about. I do. So, I thought that would be a good topic because I just wanted to say that.
They didn't buy tickets. The tickets were free. They just reserved the tickets.
Oh, sorry. We have low battery. Sorry.
They just reserved the tickets, yeah. And then they didn't show up.
Okay.
I think that's freaking great.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
And it makes the Trump people look stupid, just setting up everything for people who are not going to come.
They had an outdoor stage, and they had to put it away, and there were, like, empty chairs.
All sad.
I saw a parallel of the Trump rally, and it was at the same venue as a Billie Eilish concert, and the Billie Eilish concert had so many more people in the stands, and, like...
That's so sad. Ooh. Okay. What are
Billie
your opinions?
Eilish posted it on her Instagram story, and I was like, oh.
Tea. What are your opinions? That's basically it.
That's, like, I kind of wish that I'd done that.
Why?
Reserved the ticket. Because I want to be a part of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our Dreamers. Seriously?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm not gonna say your name.
Tell me my name. Oh, okay then. Oh, that's private. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So. Yes. That was that. Honestly, why are you trying to gather thousands of people right now?
In the first place.
To talk about...
Do it on a Zoom meeting, stupid.
To talk about stupidity.
Stupid.
To talk about a dumb orange man. What?
He is so orange.
My arm is orange right now because they put iodine on it.
I bet that's something. What he uses in a spray tan.
Okay. I made that joke this morning. You stole it from me.
I know. I stole it. What you gonna do? Take me to jail.
Maybe.
Okay.
For
next
joke
topic.
Theft, for comedy theft.
Next topic. I'm going to do my next topic because that was my topic. Okay.
No, it's my turn.
No.
Yeah.
We're going to do mine and then yours.
No, we're not.
Because mine don't matter. I mean, that one mattered. But, like, the other one doesn't matter. Mine are going to be really, really short. They're only, like, 4 minutes. Sorry. Okay. So I bet all of you guys know this. There was a 1-hour-and-51-minute live stream for the Apple event. And, you know, I'm always on top of that stuff. So I'm watching it.
She always says she won't want the newest iPhone and she'll just want the one that was before it. And then she always wants the newest iPhone.
Yeah. But I just waited it for... I watched a little bit live, but then I was like, this is kind of boring, so I waited for it to just publish and not be on the live stream so I could skip. But here are some of the things that are coming in iOS 14, which I'm pretty excited about. I don't really like it, but probably will because what Sonya said. But anyways, so in the AirPods Pro, mixed feelings about the AirPods Pro, but... They're going to have spatial audio, which is basically, like, what's in a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's going to be all around your head, so you feel surrounded.
Oh, like that show that we saw?
Yeah.
Oh, that was such a cool show. That's kind of cool, but also scary.
And then
that's
you close your eyes.
You feel, like, really...
You put it. You put the AirPods in, then you close your eyes, go to bed, but then you listen to some, like, slowed and reverb Billie Eilish song.
I just got chills.
Oh, my God. And then you listen to a slowed and reverb Billie Eilish song. With, like, scary sound effects.
We're shamelessly plugging Billie Eilish.
Yes. Billie Eilish is a queen. And so is Lizzo. I saw a video. Lizzo, she said that she was doing her job with, like, people who are tagging her. And, like, I was like, period. So. Anyways, the next feature is Siri and FaceTime don't take up the whole screen. So don't you hate it when you're getting a FaceTime in the middle of you doing your Procreate or like...
Oh my god, that's actually great.
It's going to pop up like a notification on the top of your screen and you can swipe to decline or just answer it. So that's really cool. Oh and same god. With Siri. Same with Siri. You can say, hey, Siri, and then she'll just pop up like a little orb on the
I know we thing. Can't talk bad about Siri because we had a conversation during the break about Siri dragging us out of our house and replacing us in the podcast. And, but Siri's...
Take her orb and drag me, please.
Siri's kind of,
She's scary.
All-consuming.
Okay.
And next. You can't turn her off. You can't turn her off when you want to. We need... This topic has taken 3 minutes, and the one before it took 4. So, I don't know what kind of rush you're in if you got a hot date after this or something.
Shut up. Don't expose me. Just kidding.
Oh, what?
Just kidding.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Because we had a long tea session about that.
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, secrets. Yeah. Okay. Next is... Yeah. Okay, next is home screen widgets. I didn't think this was a good idea, but it comes up in, like, little bubbles, like square bubbles. I'm holding up, like, a bubble square.
Okay, I don't like that.
And you can put... you can have, like, apps inside of them. And it's kind of weird, so I was like, moving on. So...
Yeah, that sounds kind of weird.
Sharing and customizing Apple Watch faces. So if you're, like, just got a new child, probably didn't, you can customize it with all of the apps that you got on the App Store to, like, help you. Apple Watch faces are the things that pop up on your Apple Watch when you first turn it on. And you can customize it to make, like, a baby sleep schedule. And that's kind of cool. I actually like that. Mm-hmm. And websites can customize them and then put them on their websites so you can add it. Mm-hmm. Or send it to somebody else. You can make a custom one for your friend, and then you can send it to your friend. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. You could have like a whole family.
I don't have an Apple Watch, and I don't want one. So.
You could have like a whole family customized Apple Watch face. So that's cool.
And their app on there is just like the Diaz family is the coolest or whatever.
Yeah.
We're not the Diaz family, by the way.
Like, don't get any ideas, please.
No. I just, like, randomly pulled that name out of my head because of Stuck in the Middle.
The Ace family. The Ace family is the greatest. Just
Who
kidding.
The Ace
like a big YouTube family.
Oh, I think I know them, but I don't care.
Okay, so. New workouts in Apple Watch. We're talking a lot about Apple Watch, but there are new workouts like dance, and there's new hiking ones.
Ow. Okay, I'm sorry, but if I just, like, say ow or make an exclamation of pain, it's because my arm hurts because I got it cut open yesterday.
Okay. You've already said that. Okay. So, there are, like, hip-hop dance and stuff like that, and new climbing ones for if you're climbing up a tree, I don't know.
Because you can't go to the climbing gym. That's for dang sure.
Because that's sweaty, ew. I don't even know why I would go there in the first place.
Because you want to be, like, the girl from the Princess Diaries.
No.
Yeah.
Please, no. Don't get me involved in any physical activity because I will decline.
Halfway is cool.
I will decline, and that is just a fact. Okay. So, if you tell me, hey, Chelsea, do you want to do some basketball? I'll say, honey, no thank you.
And I'll be like, heck yeah, except my arm just got cut open, so no, I can't, but I wish I could.
So we'll be in the corner. Don't talk to us, please. Okay. We might also be adding voice messages, so we can have, like, a question and answer type thing.
No.
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
If anyone's gonna send in questions, it ain't gonna be with their voice. It's okay, just going to be a written little thing.
Okay,
you don't know who they are.
If we're in Apple Podcasts, then we might have, like, a question segment type thing. And we're not doing it like The Office Ladies. We're not spending with swag bags, so don't get any ideas. Because we don't have any money to buy anybody swag bags, so.
You can DM us questions on the What's New Podcast Instagram, but...
DM us, please.
Currently, like, 2 people follow us, and the same amount of people listen to the podcast, so... Huh. Fun.
Funny.
Yeah. Very fun.
Okay, so that's all my topics. Let's take a break because we just did two topics, and we'll be right back.
Not a sponsored break, though, because I'm kind of scared of Anchor now.
Yeah, me too. Don't turn us off, Anchor, please. Bye, friends. We'll see you after the break. Hey, sissies, we're back. We didn't actually take a break. We were just sitting here and adding transition sounds, but we're back. Bet you didn't miss us.
Literally, our parents advised us not to talk about what we did on the break, and you just, like, disobeyed every single thing they've ever told us.
I told them that we didn't do a break.
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah.
They don't have to know about every single moment of our lives.
Okay, go. Okay. You're trying to tell them every single moment.
So, oh, well, that is kind of...
Making quarantine fun. Making quarantine fun with Chelsea and Sonia. Listen to this podcast, and that's all you have to do to make quarantine fun.
Okay. Okay, so my topic title...
What if...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You really didn't.
Okay.
You really shouldn't have done
okay,
that.
Do okay, do it. Do it. Do it. We're low on battery.
The topic title is Historic Saharan Dust Plume That Could Turn Skies Milky Will Move Into the U.S. Today.
Milky! I love milk.
It has already moved into the U.S.
Yucky! Oh! That's going to be the new corona.
No, it's not. It is going to drastically reduce air quality, though.
Oh,
well, not drastically.
Oh,
oh
no.
My God, why would you say that?
I didn't. I'm just so scared. I'm so scared for
now
my life. I'm scared
this
for
is
my
a
life.
No cursing podcast.
I know.
We can't use this audio.
Yes, we can.
Should we, like, beep something over it?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Just pretend you didn't hear that. She didn't I'm even, scared. I'm scared.
She didn't even say the whole word, but okay. So,
I'm scared. I'm gonna die.
So.
Wait, we should go get food. I need...
No, come back.
I'm scared.
It's literally fine. I'm going to tell you about it right now, and then you won't be so scared.
Okay, then.
So, first of all, this dust plume has been moving upwards this way for a while now.
Oh, help me, God.
And it's crossed a bunch of, like, countries and continents to get here.
Sorry.
What the heck was that?
I don't know.
You just had, like, a seizure or something.
I glitched out.
You just went...
Putty in the that beach.
Was, hang on, that was scary.
I'm not okay, but we can just continue.
Do okay. You need to go to a doctor?
Let's continue, please.
Okay. Right now, it's mostly going to be in southern Atlantic cities and states and not... like California, and it's not it has moved, or it will move as far as like Illinois and Ohio, and that's the farthest north that it'll go, but mostly it's going to stay in southern Atlantic states and cities. Don't do that.
Is that going to come to Los Angeles?
I literally just said it probably won't, although like
thanks
some of
the
bit,
Lord
a bit of residue from it might
thank the Lord honestly.
It's gonna make
the world
brighter,
a better place.
Brighter and more colorful sunsets.
Ooh!
Fun. But it will make the skies dusty and musty and crusty.
So and, basically, like, we're standing under a factory.
The air quality is not going to be that great.
I love factories!
Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka is so scary.
Do.
Okay.
Willy Wonka.
Stop. Okay. We're low on battery, yeah.
Okay. So,
my opinions.
Your opinion is that you're scared.
I'm scared, and I'm going to go pack up my things because we're moving.
To where?
Up the hill. It's probably going to be safer.
There. Will it? We'll be closer to the sky if we move up the hill.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Literally, this is no cursing podcast. You just cursed twice.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You said H-E double hockey sticks, and you said the poop one.
Okay,
pretend we curse outside of the podcast, but this is a no swearing zone because we're trying to sound wholesome, and you just destroyed every second
of
it.
I'm so sorry. I really am.
That was a weird voice.
I really am.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, okay? Don't come for me, please.
Okay. We may need to beep it out.
We can't.
Why?
Because Anchor doesn't do that.
Oh. Well.
Well, Anchor better put that on.
Anchor, if you shut us off, I'm... gonna be kind of sad
and then we're
no we love you Anchor
we love you
Anchor thank you for letting us Thank you for letting us do 7 episodes of our podcast and make money, possibly.
Thank 36
you for
cents.
Helping us on our journey.
Anchor, you literally have so much money. Give us more than 36 cents,
oh, my God.
Please.
You can't say things like this.
Okay.
Like, more than half of this episode is going to be us, like, bad-mouthing Anchor, and that can't happen.
Okay, stop.
Okay, so,
Maybe we'll just move to ramble.
Yeah, this dust plume, I read the article, and it didn't tell me exactly how long it's been moving up here, or, how long it's taken, or, how long it's going to be in the U.S., or where exactly it's going to go after the U.S., but, I'm pretty sure it'll just, like, disperse and settle down or something. Have a family.
Okay, next topic.
Okay. We really need to be spending more time on these topics or else no one's ever gonna listen to us.
And no one ever. I told them this was going to be a smaller episode.
Yeah, but it's gonna end up at, like, 25 minutes.
But that's fine.
Is it?
That's what I, my goal before you were my co-host.
Oh. Well, we've had episodes that are, like, 50 minutes, so.
I know.
Okay,
whatever. I think we need to take a break.
My next...
Oh! At our 20th episode, we're, on each season, on our 20th episode, we're gonna switch, take a 2-week break, and then switch to season 2. And then so on and so on. So, hope you're excited, because I am. 100th episode, we're gonna have a celebration episode where we answer questions, okay?
Wait, the 2-week break, does that mean we're gonna have, like, episode and then 1 week and then an episode, or just episode and then 2 weeks and an episode?
Episode, 2 weeks break, episode.
Oh, okay. Well, that's kinda...
100th episode, we're gonna answer your questions the
dinky.
Whole time.
It's kind of dinky.
If we even have questions.
No one listens to us. Okay. And I don't think anyone will in 93 episodes.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Okay, my next topic and article name is Uber and Lyft may be forced to make drivers employers. Oh, Jesus, I messed up. Uber and Lyft may be forced to make drivers employees under new California court order.
I'm just gonna check.
Our attorney general in California issued a preliminary injunction, to Uber and Lyft and other app-based driving services, that they have to, or they should, make drivers employees, which means that they get benefits and overtime pay and sick leave and health insurance and stuff like that. Did I already say health insurance? Doesn't matter. I don't know. But they'll get benefits like that they hadn't had before because they weren't considered employees. And, so the Attorney General issued a preliminary injunction in court, or probably not in court. I didn't see the actual, like, case because I don't think it was in court because coronavirus. But
on Zoom meeting,
he issued a, preliminary injunction, which means, a preliminary injunction is, a ban you're banned from doing something until a further ruling has been reached. And it's kind of like guilty until proven innocent, but not really. It's just like, you can't do this until we decide if it's okay or not. And so that's what happened. And then, a bunch of protesters.
She can't speak.
I've been speaking in a British accent a lot lately, and, like, a fake one, and now I can't stop, and it's kind of scary, and it's concerning me.
You're like Nene from High School Musical. So quirky.
I hate that show. We're gonna get sued. I like other things on Disney Plus, though, so, like, I'm not bad-mouthing it as a whole. I just don't like...
We love Disney Plus. Musical. Go buy Disney Plus, even though that's not sponsored, but don't.
Okay.
Don't think that we're sponsored. Okay.
If they want to sponsor us and give us some of that,
please,
money.
Disney Plus, sponsor us, please.
Okay.
That'll make my day.
It's okay. But a bunch of Uber drivers and Lyft.
Uber driver.
No, it was Uber just driver. Uber. It was just Uber. Went to.
I don't go to Uber driver.
Drove did a drive-by protest, about 50 of them or so, did a drive-by protest, outside the CEO of Uber's house in San Francisco.
Uber drive-by.
And they had, masks on, and they had, stop it.
Sorry.
They had masks on, and they had signs, and they were protesting to become employees. And it's, like, a measure on the, on a ballot or something, and people can vote on it. And the Uber and Lyft spokespeople are, like, kind of getting scared. Like, all the CEOs and the higher-ups of Uber and Lyft are getting... Uber and Lyft are getting... Stop it!
Okay, sorry.
Are getting scared that if they give all this money and all these benefits to the employees who may be employees soon, and to the drivers who will be employees, possibly, maybe, hopefully, then there won't be enough money to keep the company going. And they say that it's actually bad for the workers if they have to give the money to the employees, because then the prices of taking an Uber or a Lyft will become higher, and people won't want to take Ubers or Lyfts anymore, and then the drivers will lose their jobs. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a load of BS. Mm-hmm. I think that they need to have actual benefits and insurance and what was the other thing? Overtime pay and minimum wage. Minimum wage. What's the word for, like, minimum wage? Assurance. It's like assurance. It's like when
assurance.
Yeah, I think it's like they don't count on us. It to be there or something.
Okay,
or
are we done with that?
Yes, opinions.
My opinion is that that's horrible.
What's horrible?
How...
What's horrible?
Is it good or bad?
So here, we have another one of these situations where Chelsea doesn't listen to me explain the topic, and then she doesn't know if it's good or bad,
it's
or what side to be on.
It's because I'm too busy saying Uber driver. Uber driver.
Please don't anymore.
Do you guys even know that meme?
I think I do.
It's like, who is the cutest Uber driver that you've ever met? I don't go to Uber driver.
Yeah, I know. Please stop. Please actually stop.
Okay,
it. So, the Attorney General is forcing Uber and Lyft to make the Uber and Lyft drivers employees.
Cool.
Yeah, don't listen to me.
Cool. Okay.
And that means that they'll have more pay, probably, and, like, health insurance and...
Yay!
Yeah. Yay. Also, they're, I learned a new thing today when I was researching this, and that is that, or I learned a bunch of new things, but this was one of them, that Uber and Lyft drivers are not considered employees, they're considered independent contractors, which means that they, like, I guess they have a contract with the company, and they're not considered an employee because they don't have the benefits, and they pay for their own car and phone and, like, other stuff like that, and that's what an independent contractor is. There's also another title that they have for their kind of job, but that's the one that I found. So, yeah.
Yay!
And the protest is outside the CEO's house. I think good for them. Good
Period.
For them.
Period.
He was probably scared sitting in his San Francisco house alone, like, all these protesters from his job were like...
Will I survive?
It was just anger coming for him.
Okay, well...
You need to stop getting up from your chair.
Sorry.
It's probably ruining the audio.
I'm sorry. But I don't want to take a break before outro, because you told us that... You told me that we shouldn't take that many breaks, and you told them that we shouldn't take that many breaks. So let's just get into the outro.
Okay.
So I hope you enjoyed the 7th episode of the What's New podcast. We are on Overcast. That's the newest one that I can think of. Apple Podcasts, please.
We're on Spotify.
We're on Google Podcasts. On so if you want to check everything and every place that you can watch, I mean, sorry, listen to us on, well, then you can go to anchor.fm/whatsnewpodcast. And if you've listened to us before, you know that it's all lowercase and all
one word.
All one word. What's New Podcast is all one word. So yeah, I don't think we need to say that. They can just say What's New Podcast. But whatever. So
no apostrophe either.
No. Just What's New Podcast. We really hope you enjoyed this episode. It was pretty short, but we'll try to make them longer. As I said, we want to make them like more chill than the last ones. So we really hope you enjoyed, and do you want to take us out?
Yes, thank you for listening to the What's New Podcast. I'm Sonia, and this is my sister and co-host, Chelsea.
Yes.
We have an Instagram if you want to check us out there. It's
What_New Podcast, all lowercase. New podcast is one word, but what's.
Okay, so again, thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.